You're listening to Morning Edition on KSJD. Good morning. I'm Austin Cope. At the beginning of last week, the Colorado State Legislature came back to the State House early for a few days. They were called back by Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper to fix an error in a bill that was passed last session. That error made it impossible for certain special districts in Colorado to receive funds from sales taxes from recreational marijuana. However, the Republican-controlled legislature ended the session without passing a fix. One of the special districts that is impacted by this is the Montezuma County Hospital District, or MCHD. Joining me are Keenan Lovett. He's a local attorney who represents the Montezuma County Hospital District, and Kent Rogers. He's the CEO of Southwest Health System, which is part of the district. We'll talk about that more in a minute. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning, Austin.
So this sounds pretty wonky when you talk about special districts and, you know, the legislature and all this stuff. How big of a deal is this really for the Montezuma Hospital District?
For the Montezuma County Hospital District, in my opinion, this is a big deal. In the fall of 2015, the Montezuma County Hospital District voters, which the district, its borders are essentially Montezuma County, the entire county. There was a sales tax revenue passed to help fund the current hospital expansion project, which is currently underway and going very well. And that revenue from that sales tax is a big player in the funding for that renovation project. And the Senate Bill 17-267 that was passed, that essentially what it did was it stripped away the district's ability to collect the sales tax revenue passed by our local voters, the ability to collect sales tax revenue from sales of recreational marijuana, which that, looking backwards over what has been collected in recent months before the passage of this law, equivalates to approximately $7,200 a month in sales tax revenue for the district.
So $7,200 a month may seem like not a whole lot when you just look at it monthly, but it sounds like that may be able to add up.
Well, it can certainly add up. And another critical aspect to me is the fact that this sales tax revenue, the way the financing package went through, is a key component in being able to pay the principal amount of that financing package down and therefore pay less interest over the next 40 years. And so that $7,200, you know, right now, you know, really can make a difference. And Kent here has showed me a very interesting flyer where, you know, it's showing that sales tax revenue in the state of Colorado is already a quarter, 25% higher in 2017 than 16. So this is something that's it's growing.
I want to talk about that now with you, Kent. Let's make it clear how before we get started on this, let's make it clear how the hospital district and Southwest Memorial Hospital and Southwest Health System are different for those of our listeners who may not be familiar.
Yeah, Austin, that's a good question. And I have a lot of people in town approach me and want to know, you know, why do we have these two boards and what's the difference between the hospital district and the health system? And that's a pretty long explanation,
right?
But I'll just try to kind of narrow it down. And as we talk between our two organizations, one being the district and the other being the health system, is we kind of summarize it and say that the hospital district essentially serves as the landlord. It owns the buildings and the assets. And then through a lease agreement to the health system, Southwest Health System then operates the healthcare operations. So the license, which is always one of the most important things and one of the most bureaucratic things to get. And then the other thing that we refer to as provider numbers, which is what we have with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. All that's in a bucket with Southwest Health System. And then that, bringing those two together, we have a joint relationship that's been renewed and kind of amended, if you will, through this joint financing package, which we did together last year. And so we have dual responsibility for the repayment of the money that's being borrowed for all the construction and renovations that you see happening over on the Southwest Health campus right now.
Okay, so the MCHD, the Montezuma County Hospital District, is more of a governmental entity. And the Southwest Health System is a corporation that runs the hospital and health providers. Is that a
very good summary? Okay. Yes.
So that's keeping Southwest Health System from having to work like a governmental entity.
That's correct.
All right. So moving on, how does this affect Southwest Health System?
Well, you know, Keenan mentioned $7,200, and that's what we've recognized being the decrease in sales tax revenues in July. Correct?
Yes.
Keenan, $7,200. So just, you know, from a simple country boy's standpoint, if you take that and look at it out over 13 and a half years, which is the remaining time, the remaining lifespan of the 0.4% sales tax, which voters approved the hospital district's ballot initiative in the fall of 15.
Okay, sounds like a lot of math.
So $7,200 times 13 and a half years.
Okay, that's not too
equation.
Bad. That starts to add up
that.
Quite a bit.
That's about $1,000,002.
Yes.
$1,166,000, something like that. So, you know, $7,200 is a lot of money to a private citizen. It's a lot of money to me per month. If you ask that of me, I'd have to work on it. But when you spread that out over 13 and a half years and you look at an impact of $1.2 million, we call that material.
Mm.
You know, that's a lot of money that we're going to have to make up from somewhere else. And that does not take into account increase in marijuana sales over 13 and a half years. And I think we would likely agree that that's probably going to go up. And it also doesn't take into account any increase in pricing. And I think, you know, over time, we typically see prices increase. And I don't know why recreational marijuana would be exempt from that kind of market force. I'm not a purchaser of recreational marijuana, so I don't know what that looks like. But I think likely we would have to agree that the $1.2 million impact over 13 and a half years is likely to be a lot more than that.
Now, at the risk of comparing apples to oranges, how does this add up to the amount of, say, state Medicaid spending or Medicaid funding that the hospital is currently
receiving?
Yeah,
well, obviously the impact of the recreational marijuana tax is a very small in proportion to the rest of our net revenues that we see from healthcare, because we all know the healthcare is expensive, and we've talked about this a little bit in the past.
Sure.
The financial impact on the local economy from what we do from healthcare is a lot more significant than $7,200 a month. But I think, you know, from Keenan, his perspective and my perspective is that we have a debt repayment obligation from our organizations that our lender group is looking at. And it's like, how are we going to make up the $7,200? And it's not that we can't do that. And it doesn't put us in jeopardy of, you know, them calling the note or anything like that. But it's just, I think, what the legislature and what the governor's office called an unintended consequence.
Sure.
And so how do we respond to that? And one was to call the legislature back into action and get them to fix it. That didn't happen. And, you know, we talk about political forecast. If I could tell you that, I wouldn't be sitting here in Cortez.
Right.
I think it'll be in the next legislative session. It'll come back up. So,
yeah, Keenan, I want to give you the last word here. What needs to be done from here to fix this error if the legislative session didn't work?
Well, if the legislative section, if they don't fix it at that level, I don't know if there's a whole lot we can necessarily do. I do believe that it is an unintended error, and the MCHD is not the only special district, you know, heavily affected by this.
There's right,
some,
there was a transit,
you know,
in Denver,
I know,
and the Denver
and I don't
Zoo.
Want to speak to their numbers. I really don't know. I mean, just reading the news, I know that we're not the only ones. I do believe, and maybe I'm just an optimist, that it will get fixed more than likely in the next legislative section.
Sure.
Session. Mm-hmm. Until that time, it's something where we've got to do our best and keep moving forward. I mean, that's the thing, is in the end, both our organizations are going to move forward and do the best we can and get this project done right and on time.
Right. The difference that I see here in just a few moments, how big of a difference is it between, say, the Denver Zoo and the Denver Transit System and health funding?
As far as the numbers?
Yeah. No, not as far as the numbers, as far as the importance of getting this fixed. Do you see a big difference here, or is that,
you know,
too simplistic?
I don't know.
It's a choice to make.
Well, I think it's hard. Just I don't really know their circumstances. Mm-hmm. You know, I know from reading some of the stuff I had, although RTD's numbers, you know, they were affected by a much larger number. They have such a huge operating budget that those numbers basically meant nothing to them, where they do mean something to the hospital district.
Keenan Lovett is a local attorney who represents the Montezuma County Hospital District, and Kent Rogers is CEO of Southwest Health System, which I should note is also an underwriter of KSJD. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks.
Thank you for having us.
Have a great morning.
All right, you too.